Digital Photography Tips from the Top Floor, show number 50, August 25th, 2005.
Podcasting for the digital photographer.
Greetings from New York City, USA. This is Chef Mark of the Remarkable Palette Podcast at remarkablepalette.blogspot.com. And you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor, the most delectable show on the net.
This is Tips from the Top Floor. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Welcome to show number 50. Yes, the magic 50. You have no idea how happy I am for all your support and help and inputs and, well, basically the help of all my listeners and friends. And today I want to pick one friend who is a part in this show's success by supporting me from the first minute. I'm talking about Andres from Argentina. He's a graphic artist. He's a children's book illustrator, he's a film director, and he has designed the Tips from the Top Floor logo, which definitely did its part of making the show easily recognizable and therefore more successful. Most of the listeners who are on the forum should actually know him by now. I'm happy to announce Andres' Tips from the Top Floor online store, where you can buy mugs, fridge magnets, mouse pads, and even a set of coasters in order to place your drinks in style. So if you want to have your first morning coffee out of a Tips from the Top Floor mug, check out the link on the website. Oh, and I won't make any money of that. It's all on Andres' tab, but he's done so much for the show right from the beginning, and he's so active on the forum helping me to moderate while I'm gone. And he's just a great friend, and he definitely deserves a bit of income from the merchandise. So, yeah, go out. You will also support him by buying a mug there. That was surprise number one. And here's surprise number two. Did you know I love cooking? Now, don't be afraid, I won't turn Tips from the Top Floor into a cooking show, but I want to point you to the Remarkable Palette podcast. Oh, I hope I pronounced that well. I've been listening to that for a while, and I played a greeting from it in the beginning of this show. Go check out his latest show, number 5, where you can hear me present my favorite recipe. And you can subscribe to that show through iTunes, and I'll put a link in the show notes. And there's actually many thank yous that I want to include in today's show. Thanks to Nick Zellis for the background music that you just hear me talking over. And thanks again, Lee Caliguri, for all the time you're putting into the forum and everything else you're doing for the show. Thanks, guys. You are just wonderful. And thanks to all who signed up on the new forum so far. Let me do a quick check on the statistics there. I'm just totally amazed. That thing is, I think, up for, yeah, a bit more than 3 days, and we have 216 registered users. 216, and we have a total number of articles posted that is 1,457 as of checking it right now. Man, this is wonderful. And the forum has members from all over the world. I won't even start going into where everyone's coming from. It's just from everywhere. It's amazing. And by now, you, or most of you, should know that this is the last show before I leave on a long, long vacation, and that during my absence, I will bring you one show per week. I've been pretty busy pre-recording those, and I can tell you, they are definitely something to look forward to. But what shall we do during Chris' absence, I hear you say. So here, from the listeners, are the top 10 things for the listeners to do during the month of September.
Number 10.
Sell a kidney and buy new lenses.
Number 9.
Visit a forest. They are awesome in September.
Number 8.
Get your sorry butt outside and take 50 pictures today.
Number 7.
Tidy out your camera bag and clean your lenses and cameras thoroughly. They get dusty during the summer.
Number 6.
Start your own podcast all about how to take great cat pictures.
Number 5.
Go off on vacation too and bring home loads of pictures.
Number 4.
Start hinting on new lenses that would make excellent Christmas presents.
Number 3.
Read your camera's manual for the first time.
Number 2.
Participate in the Tips from the Top Floor forums.
Number 1.
Yes, and here's number 1. Pretend like you are recording a sound-seeing podcast the next time you are out shooting and describe every single thing you're doing. Bonus points if you do this in a crowded area with a loud voice. Thank you so much. These were actually suggestions from the forum. And yeah, great job there. Thank you. And again, the winners for the self-portrait contest were Robert Louis Mayers. On the first place, he won the iPod Shuffle, and Tucker Walsh and Wayne Smerden on the second and third place, who won a beanbag. The prizes are on their way, and actually, Tucker and Wayne, you'll receive the beanbags filled and ready to go. Lee, who made the beanbags, insisted on sending them filled, even though it'll cost a bit more for the shipping. So, there you go. I should really cut down on the housekeeping. It's getting long. Well, I'll be better at that after the vacation. Just had to get everything in here somehow, as it's a pretty special show. So, even though it's short, here's today's photography topic.
Tips and tricks from the top floor.
On today's tips and tricks from the top floor, we'll talk about how to make perspective work for some interesting shots. With a digital point and shoot, it's fairly easy to get a large depth of field, so you can easily have things that are close and far to the camera in focus at the same time. Let's use that to our advantage and create a picture that gives us the illusion that something close and something far are on the same scale. There's an example attached to this show that you can view on iTunes, where I took a picture of a large transmission tower in Berlin, the so-called Alex, and a picture of a friend at the same time, putting the two in perspective while having both in focus. In order to achieve that effect, I used a wide-angle setting, got down on my knees and composed the picture around the tower and my friend so they looked like they were right next to each other. And you can see that picture on the show notes for this show too on tipsfromthetopfloor.com. There's many more ideas where this method might come in handy, such as comparing a toy car with a real car, with the toy car being really close to the lens and the real car being further away. Just use your imagination, there's loads of possibilities. And again, this should work really easy with a point and shoot camera for those naturally have a large depth of field, and if you're using a DSLR, you can get more depth of field by using wide angle and a really small aperture. All right, and this was show number 50 of Tips from the Top Floor. Don't worry about me not being around for the month of September. You'll still get Tips from the Top Floor once a week until I'm back. I just won't be able to answer emails during that time, so if you have an urgent question, please make sure you go to the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com/forum. It's inhabited by the nicest people on earth, a really friendly crowd, and we even have a fridge there with German beer for you. And as an added bonus, you can win an Iomega Rev Drive if you sign up there and post an intro about yourself before October the 1st. 2005, that is, just in case you listen to this show in a few years. Post your questions there and you'll get help in no time. This was Chris Marquardt of Tips from the Top Floor, podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. Vacation is starting right now. Happy shooting.
I gotta do what is right. I won't give up the fight. I stay with you every night. I make you understand that I'm still your man.